Okay, so trying to build a great team, right? You really want to find someone who's not just qualified on paper, but also the right fit personality-wise.
Right, exactly.
It's tough, though.
It
It's
is.
almost like, you know when you hear a tiny bit of music and you're like, oh, is this a symphony I'd like? You're trying to get a feeling for the whole thing based on this little snippet.
Yeah.
And that's what reading references can feel like sometimes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is what we're diving into today. We found this super interesting article from Watch and Learn.
Yes.
It's all about making reference checks way more human.
And they're really making the case for using audio testimonials instead of, those traditional written references or even phone calls.
Yeah, because honestly, who has time for all those calls? And those emails are so vague sometimes.
Exactly, they are. It's like you're trying to decipher a secret code instead of getting a real feel for the candidate.
Exactly. And the article really digs into that whole thing about authenticity.
Yeah, and I think that's so key, especially now, because you can have all the right skills on your resume, but if you don't mesh well with the team, it's not going to work. And I feel like audio gives you that extra layer of genuine insight.
It's true. Like, I can read that someone's a great communicator,
Yeah.
but like actually hearing someone talk about their presentation skills, it's
That's
different.
totally different because it's not just what they say, it's how they say it.
Totally. Like, are they excited?
Exactly. It's that genuine enthusiasm.
You can really hear it.
You can. Like,
Yeah.
imagine you ask a reference, how are their teamwork skills? And there's a slight hesitation, Versus if you say, what about their problem-solving abilities? And they're like, oh my gosh, let me tell you,
Yeah.
those subtle cues, you can't get that from just reading text on a
You
page.
really can't.
Yeah.
And that's what I find so interesting about audio references. It just feels like we're tapping into something a lot more human and nuanced.
Yeah, and potentially even revealing those areas where a candidate might need a little extra support.
Oh, that's a good point. It's true.
So it's not just about hearing the glowing praise, it's also about, are there any little hints that this person might need some help in a certain area?
Exactly. And that's useful.
Yeah.
Instead of it just being this constantly perfectly positive thing,
Right.
it's like, how can we be more realistic? How can we help people grow?
Exactly. How can you be more proactive as a hiring manager, right? You can know, okay, this is something I need to watch out for, or this is something I need to support this person with from the very beginning.
Totally. And on the candidate side, I feel like this could be a way to show more of your personality than you get to just on a resume.
Absolutely.
You know,
Yeah.
like I feel like some people don't love writing cover letters, but they might really shine if they could just talk about a project they're passionate about.
Right. And honestly, sometimes those traditional reference checks feel kind of cold,
Yeah.
Like you're just a name on a list as opposed to an actual human being. This is much more personal.
It's true. You want to feel like you are being considered as a person.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder, though, with all this talk about, you know, listening to someone's voice, how do we make sure we're not accidentally being biased? Because we all have those unconscious biases.
Right, that's such an important point to bring up. And it's something, we really need to be super aware of. I mean, even with the best intentions, our brains can sometimes,
Totally. They make these snap judgments.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. So how do we mitigate that,
Yeah.
right?
How do we make sure that we're not just like, oh, I like the sound of their voice,
Yeah.
and that's the deciding factor? Because
Exactly.
we want it to be fair.
We do. I think one approach could be to have like a structured listening kind of framework. So you're not just going with your gut feeling, but you're really focusing on the content of what the person is saying in that reference
Oh, interesting.
rather than, oh, did I like their accent or did they sound like me?
You're really trying to listen to the words.
Exactly.
And there's probably software that could help with that too, right?
Yeah, there are actually tools emerging that can analyze audio for sentiment and content. So that could be a way to kind of get a more,
It's a more objective perspective.
Exactly. So it's not just you going with your gut. It's like, okay, the technology is also backing this up.
That's really interesting. It's like we're not saying to ignore your gut,
Yeah.
but just get some extra data points.
Yeah. And of course, training, ongoing training and awareness around unconscious bias is going to be essential.
100%. Yeah. I also keep thinking about accessibility because, I mean, not everyone's comfortable recording their voice, right?
Right.
And what about people who maybe don't have the best microphones or even a quiet place to record?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a valid concern. And I think, if we are going to sort of move more towards this type of approach, we need to make sure that it is equitable and inclusive.
So how do we do that?
I think offering flexibility, right? Maybe some people are totally fine hopping on a video call. Others might be more comfortable with a written statement.
Yeah.
It's about how can we make this work for everybody?
Give people different options.
Yeah. And then ensuring that, of course, people have access to the technology.
The resources.
The resources, exactly.
Yeah. And I wonder, could companies provide that?
Yeah, potentially.
Like if you need a microphone or you need to go to a studio or something, because not everyone has a soundproof booth in their house, surprisingly enough.
Exactly. So, even like a stipend or something, to say, hey, we understand.
We want to hear from you.
We want to share from you and we want to make it as easy as possible.
That's a good point. Okay, so we've covered potential bias, accessibility. I'm also thinking, how do you know that the recording is real? How do employers make sure it's actually the person they think it is on the other end?
Right. That's another valid concern.
It's like anything online.
Right? Yeah.
You're trying to build trust, but you have to verify things.
I think incorporating, verification steps into the process, right? So, for example, maybe you require referees to record their audio through a secure platform that uses,
two-factor authentication.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or if the reference is being submitted directly by the candidate, then you as the employer can do a quick follow-up.
Like a confirmation email, maybe.
Exactly. Or even a poll just to,
just to be sure.
Just to be sure.
Yeah. It's like, we want to believe, but you got to be safe, right?
Exactly. It's a balance.
It is.
But, it really feels like we're on the edge of something kind of cool here, right?
Yeah.
It's bigger than just audio references.
Like a whole new way of looking at how we hire.
Exactly. And how we use technology.
Right.
Because, we started off talking about making hiring more human.
More human. Yeah.
But it's interesting because it's almost like technology is what's pushing us to do that.
It's true. It gives you the tools.
Yeah, it's giving us those tools to be more flexible, to be more insightful, and even to potentially build a more, connected kind of process.
Definitely. Okay, so as we wrap up, what are the big takeaways for our listeners?
Yeah.
The people out there trying to, figure out hiring in this new landscape.
Well, I think the first thing is just be open, right?
Yeah.
Be open to new possibilities and understand that the way we've always done things isn't always,
the best way.
The best way, exactly. And that technology can actually be a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
In creating a hiring process that is both effective, but also human.
More human, yeah.
But we have to use it thoughtfully.
For sure.
And ethically.
Yeah.
And always with,
Fairness.
Fairness and inclusion.
Yeah. And I think a big part of it is, we talk about audio, we talk about video. It's don't forget that human element.
Yeah.
Like someone's voice can tell you so much more than just words on a page.
Absolutely.
It's their passion. It's their their values. You can really hear it.
And you can get a sense of their potential, which is ultimately, I think,
what we're all looking for.
That's what we want to see.
Yeah, exactly. So, if you're building a team, listen closely.
Listen closely, yeah.
Maybe the perfect candidate is just a voice note away.
You never know.
Awesome. Well, thanks for diving into this with me.
This was fun.
Yeah, we'll catch you in the next episode.